Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Mindful Health Podcast. I am your host, as usual, Dr. Jordan Cardoza, physical therapist. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about New Year's resolutions, since those are coming up, right? We're getting close to Christmas. Everyone's going to have their New Year's resolutions, typically. Lots of those resolutions have to do with fitness goals, but not all of them do, right? They could be anything, but we're going to talk about a little bit about maybe why New Year's resolutions don't always work and maybe how to structure yours so that they work a little bit better. So the main reason I think that New Year's resolutions don't work is because of the mindset of a New Year's resolution to begin with. A New Year's resolution, lots of people will say, maybe it's October or November, and they said, oh, my New Year's resolution is going to be, maybe I'm going to start going to the gym every day, or I'm going to be reading every day or meditating every day. And they always say, oh, once the new year hits, that's when I'll start my goal. If that is your mindset already, you're probably going to fail just from the fact on it's not really what you want. Maybe you think you should do it. Maybe you think it's important, but it's not really what you want. And that's because if it was something that you really wanted, you would just start doing it. For example, right? If you wanted to read more, or let's just go with the fitness, that's a lot of people's fitness goals, right? If your goal was to get in the gym 4 days a week and you were currently doing zero, and you said, oh, it's December 1st right now, but come November 1st, I'm gonna start getting in shape. Why wait, right? Why wait that extra month when you could just start your goals now? So the big thing is to change that mindset around New Year's resolutions. If this is your New Year's resolution, and maybe you've waited that time, right? Maybe this is you and you waited that time, just reconsider, right? Ask yourself, is this a goal you really want? And if it's not, right, make it to what you want. Maybe you don't find working out in a gym fun. Maybe that's not what you like to do. So find a different form of fitness, right? Maybe go for a bike ride, go for a walk every day, pick up running. There's lots of different things you can do to meet what you want your goal to be, which is also a hint that I like, or not a hint, a tip that I like to say is ask why is it that you want that goal, right? Why do you want to start going to the gym? Is it just to get stronger? Is it to be healthier? Is it to look better? Because all three of those things could be achieved differently, as well as they can all be achieved doing from totally different things or the same thing. It just kind of depends. So find out what your overall goal is. What is your why? And even further, right? Why do I want to be in shape? Is it just for you can live longer? So always ask the why to get down to what is the real reason behind you wanting to meet that goal. And I think if you can find that, right, say it out loud, I think you're going to have a better chance of holding on to that goal. So once that kind of mindset has changed, right? And like I said, even if you're at the New Year's right now, you have waited, just change that, right? Ask yourself why you are doing what you're doing and just go into it with a different mindset. This isn't a New Year's resolution. This is a lifestyle change. I'm going to be changing this. I'm going to keep it up forever. And it's just something I want to implement into my life. Most of the time, New Year's resolutions, they say about 80% of them fail by February. And once again, I think that is because the reasons that I named up above is kind of the main reasons. The other reasons I would say are people tend to be impatient, maybe set unrealistic goals for themselves, and then overall, they don't make specific enough goals. They make it very vague. So what I like to say to make a good New Year's resolutions goal is to have a specific goal as well as different goals to meet along the way. So you may say, for this year, you know, I want to lose 50 pounds this year, right? So that's your goal by the end of the year. But you could say, oh, by the end of February, I've wanted to lose, you know, 3 pounds, or, you know, make segmental goals along the way, or even make the goals to lose weight differently. I want to make sure that I'm in the gym 4 times a week by this period of time. I want to make sure that I'm in this goal, you know, by this period of time. So set markers along the way to make sure that you're making progress. So by the time you get to the end of the year, you're like, oh no, I have 50 pounds to lose now and I haven't lost any. So that's kind of the first tip, is to set segmental goals along the way. The other big thing is, I would say, is don't get discouraged, right? Some people may say, okay, I'm going to go to the gym 3 days a week for all of this year. They start off in January, February, maybe they get busy and they only go once or twice. Don't let that derail you. Don't let that throw you off of your goals, right? You missed one day, you missed a week, you missed a month. So what, right? Get back to it and just keep on going. Just because you messed up your goal or your New Year's resolution at this period of time doesn't mean you can't pick it up, right? So keep it going. Don't get discouraged by little things, especially if your goal is to lose weight. Weight fluctuates so much, which I've talked about in a different episode. So just make sure that you don't let things get discouraged. And if it's something that you actually want, so if you take those first steps that we talked about to figure out what is the reason for your actual goal, if you find out what you really want, you're going to have a much higher rate of success for reaching those goals. So overall, that's kind of a recap. We're going to sum it up right here with change your mindset around New Year's resolutions, right? It's not just like a diet or a goal. It is a lifestyle change, hopefully, that you're implementing. Find out the why. So dive deep down into why you're trying to do this. Make sure it's really for you and what you want. Set segmental or smaller goals along the way so that you can keep track. And then don't get discouraged by any upsets or anything that kind of come along the way. Just get back to it and stay focused. And the last tip, if you have someone that is maybe a friend or a spouse or anything like that can keep you accountable, maybe they're kind of making the same lifestyle changes as you. If that's what you have as well, that's going to benefit you greatly as well. So if you guys made it this far, I just want to say thank you for listening. Hopefully your New Year's resolutions or goals, lifestyle change turn out well. And I hope you found this helpful. If you did, I would really appreciate you to subscribe. And you can also watch or listen to this on YouTube or my podcast. So make sure you subscribe to both of those channels. We'll see you next time.